Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I swear, I just looked out here and Ed Foley was driving by. I'm pretty sure that was him. Nebraska's staff has kind of blanketed the Omaha metro area this morning. Mike Sauter, I think, was in the back seat with Ed Foley, but I'm not sure. He may be there right now. He joins us from BNUB Preps. All right, let's first start because there are coaches that are all over the metro. Was there a take a number and have a seat in the lobby at Omaha Westside this morning?
Kind of feels like that. I believe LeVar Woods was first, though, today. So if that matters for anyone.
Oh, okay. So Westside is now all pro-Iowa. I see what they're doing over there, the state champs.
Hey, let me tell you, LeVar Woods can recruit now. Like,
There's people that would like LeVar Woods to be the head coach of Iowa.
I wouldn't doubt that, yeah. He's good. So yeah, I mean, that's all I know is those two, Iowa and Nebraska, so far. And by the way, Nebraska is going in shift today. So, Satterfield is going first, I think, like right about this time. And then, Foley's going like at 10:30 or something, going to be there. So a little later. So they're going twice.
So at Westside, they have, what, three offers? Caleb's got one, and then Jalen Lloyd most recently, and then Christian Jones.
And then Tristan Alvano.
And then Tristan Alvano has the full ride. And then Iowa is, I mean, he just came back from Iowa City last Friday.
Yeah, Tristan and Caleb, and there's a little love there. Rezac
should be
there, too. So, yeah.
All right, so when you say they're going in shifts, are they doing this around, because, I mean, we know they kicked the tires at Gretna because they might need to go find a 23 quarterback, and the Flores family is like, no, Oklahoma State, we're good. Thank you for the phone call, though. You're the second different coach from Nebraska that's called us in the last 3 or 4 months. It's nice because we've heard more from you than the guy that actually was the permanent head coach way back in the day. So what other coaches from Nebraska are you hearing that are, whether they be in Sarpy County, whether they be at 87th Pacific, or elsewhere here in the metro?
Well, Terrence Knighton is currently probably at Elkhorn South today. So D-line coach checking on his prize D-line. I would say his because I feel comfortable that Maverick Noonan is a fit at any school. So he's going there. Satterfield's going to Gretna today. Keith Williams, assistant director of player personnel, is going to prep today, which, you know, he can because I guess, you know, they don't have a full staff yet. So I guess they're using him as the one on the road. So that makes sense. But that's all I know so far. I'm, you know, trying to check on what, you know, Ben Bramer and Carter Nelson have going on stuff. So checking on that.
Let me ask you about Ben Bramer from Pierce, who, you know, he committed to Nebraska, and we saw as his high school career came to an end and it culminated in the state final. I mean, he's the real deal. Is he had developed a nice relationship with Sean Becton. So Sean Becton is not going to be here. Iowa State, kind of as a, you know what, Iowa State has continued to recruit him. Where do you think his recruitment stands? Because Iowa State this morning got rid of their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Iowa State went in to see him twice during the playoff run at practice. So they made it over to Pierce just to watch him at practice. So at least that's what I was told. So Iowa State very much so in the conversation, I would say, for Ben Bramer. I don't think that's a slam dunk, as slam dunk as it was or used to be for Nebraska, for sure. There is significant interest with Iowa State. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty fair. And the weird thing is, you know, he got knocked a little bit, like, oh, Ben Brown, he's not that good, whatever. Well, I don't know. He's pretty good. So he's very good. I clearly showed that. Sorry, my phone is, like, going crazy right now. Clearly showed that Ben is capable, and he's Thomas Fedoni light. Oh. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I compare him to Thomas pretty well.
Mike, you mentioned Bramer and the Iowa State interest. Obviously, you had the Malachi Coleman decommitment yesterday. Is there anyone else in this group of in-state guys that you think is particularly vulnerable to maybe going somewhere else, or is it mostly just Bramer at this point?
I think mostly just Bramer at this point. That's fair.
What do you think happens with Malachi?
Man.
And Nebraska's still, I mean, he hasn't said adios to Nebraska, but what does your gut say?
OU. Mm. That's just what my gut said. They were kind of close on it the first time. I guess if there was, you know, as close as you can be on it the first time. So, for some reason, my gut tells me that. Or he ends up at Nebraska again, but I don't know. I think it all depends on Mickey. Malachi had a tremendous relationship with Mickey. So,
Mike, I want to talk about Jalen Lloyd for a second specifically. Obviously different body types between him and Malachi, but you're looking at a couple of really good athletes that you're kind of going to have to project and develop a little bit. But Malachi, obviously with his height and size, had way more high-end recruiting interest in the football area. Are you surprised at all with as productive as Jalen was on the football field this year that his football recruitment didn't pick up more?
A little bit, not a ton. He's such a tremendous track athlete. Like, we're talking Olympic level down the road track
right.
athlete.
Yeah. So
very interesting to see what he ends up doing. I mean, he was going to commit for track to Florida or Georgia, et cetera.
What, Saturday,
like
right?
Friday.
Yeah.
Or Saturday, yeah. Yeah. And then they got an offer from Nebraska, and that changed things. So I've seen them obviously both run. I think part of the Malachi Coleman hype is like 7-on-7 stuff. He did that all winter last year. Jalen really kind of didn't that much. I think if you want to compare the two, and frankly, like Malachi's much taller,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So that matters. But I don't know. With Jalen's senior year and the production that he had, I don't know if that obviously changed some for Nebraska to pull the trigger, but I don't know if it, like, anyone else really. I mean, he did have the Texas Tech wanted him to do mm-hmm. both football and track. If I'm a football school, I'm telling him, hey, yeah, come on down. Like, you can do both if you want. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, he's just so explosive, straight line fast, right? But he does have some wiggle to him, too. So I think as a football prospect, it's definitely the prospect part. But that athleticism, I think you just find a way somehow.
Mike Sauter joining us from the NEBpreps.com. One final one on football from me. It's not like his recruitment's been quiet, but it's gained some steam. You have any timeline on Mason Goldman on when he will announce where he's going to school from Gretna? Because he's one of the remaining in-state guys from 23 that has some really good offers, one of them being from Nebraska that he has not yet committed.
Yeah, he's, you know, outside of Malachi decommitting, he was the one or the best uncommitted prospect in the 2023 class. And I really don't know. I feel like there's some K-State. Mm-hmm. Just kind of gut feeling there. Coach Riley does a really good job.
He does. He knows the area.
Yeah, very much so, knows the area and familiar and has been here a ton. So, but good on Nebraska for going in there today to talk to him, I guess. So I don't know. I don't have a great read on it, but for some reason it feels like he's going to stay around here, and that would make me lean towards Nebraska, K-State, Kansas, one of those three.
Mike, opening night of winter sports yesterday. Class A basketball is interesting to me. I mean, is it Bellevue West and everybody else, or is there another team you like in there? I know Westside's supposed to be good again. Where are you at the very top of Class A?
It's Bellevue West and everybody else at this point. I think Bellevue West is the clear number one. Westside lost last night to Lincoln Southeast, and Southeast is a good team. Southeast,
they got some size.
Yeah, they're way bigger than Bangot Dock is gotten way better over the summer. Wade Voss is there. Jake Hinkleman is there. It kind of looked like men amongst boys last night at Westside, and Southeast beating them last night is a big feather in their cap. But I will say this about Westside. They didn't have Caleb Benning, or basically two starters didn't play last night, Caleb being one. They had a bunch of guys. It was their first varsity game ever.
Yep.
They're basically the flip of what Southeast was last year. Southeast had all their young guys that played a bunch of varsity minutes, and now this year they're a little older. So I do think Lincoln is a tick better than Omaha this year as a whole. I just do. I think it's going to be super competitive between Southeast, Southwest, and Lincoln Northeast. And Lincoln High's got a little better. Lincoln East is always tough with Coach Campbell. Mm-hmm. So Pius, with Trace and Anderson, he's going to be the focus of everybody's attention, which he wasn't before. How is that guard play going to work out for them? So we'll see that. Gretna is really good.
They hammered Pius last night.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying, and as far as Lincoln's a tick better, the depth is
okay.
The middle and the depth of Lincoln is significantly better than Omaha.
Yeah, Southeast and Southwest are two teams to watch. I mean, I like that Southeast team that played last night, and you know, you're coming back from football. Some of those players, including Caleb, Southeast caught him at the right time. But mm-hmm. Southeast is going to be a top 10 team all season long.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Last night wasn't like a huge upset in my mind. I guess the reason why I go to stuff in the summer as far as basketball, Southeast won the Bryan Shootout in June, and that's usually a good metric of how good someone could be in the fall, because it's the first weekend of June and everybody's there. And no one's like going to football stuff or whatever most of the time. So them winning that, I was like, all right, they're pretty good. So North will be another team in Omaha that to really look out for, I think, on the boys' side. I think North has a chance to be a top eight district team.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. That was a good way to put it. Now, two quick things here, and then we won't keep it because you're busy. You're hanging out with Ed Foley today. One, as you look around last night, I know Dotzler gets a lot of attention at Bellevue West, but Jaden Jackson he's been there for a while. We've seen him grow from a freshman to where he is now. He had 28 last night. My big question about last night, when I'm reminded as the season starts and in B, the top three teams are all out of Omaha, from Scott to Roncalli to Platteview, is do we need to check the birth certificate of Connor Milliken? Okay, Connor Milliken has been at Platteview playing for Coach Brodsky for, what are we on, about 7-8 years now? Was he on the varsity as a seventh grader?
It feels like it's one of those Matthew Moore South Dakota things where he played in a state final as a seventh grader.
He had 36 last night, so yeah, he's good to go. But my gosh, people that play Platteview must go, is that a brother? No, it's Connor. He's been there forever.
Yeah. And they got Trey Moseman transferred from North South over there, so he has a little bit more help shooting it from the outside for sure. So For me and B, it's Scott. I think is the you know easy kind of number one right now. Platteview's two for sure, and this size matchup is like, whoa, what do you do there? With Platteview doesn't have you know Jake Brack at 6'9". And then Roncalli is always going to be good, but I do think it's Prescott. And Connor, you know, props to him. He could have waited as far as recruitment stuff, but he found a school in Dort that he really liked, and that's where he's going, signed, committed, all that stuff. He could have been one of those kids that, you know, oh, I'm D1 and all this stuff. No, like, he kind of realized where he was at and went with it.
Yep. I agree. All right, thank you. We appreciate it. I know you're busy today. We'll talk more about shot clock difficulties at Westside that have to be reported next week.
There wasn't any.
I know. I read the story and I'm like, why is that in the lead? But
yeah, and the only time
come on, that, Stu.
Real fast. The only time that shot clock was an issue was at the end of the quarters. You know, first. And first half and then third quarter when both teams got a possession with under a minute left. That was the only time it was an issue, which was fantastic.
Yeah. No, there will this will not be a story, which is a good thing. Hey, have a good weekend. I know you're you're busy, so I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, bye.
That's Mike Sauter from the NEB Preps. Again, the metro is flooded with college coaches. So, if, by the way, you go to your gas station and it's like LeVar Woods is pumping gas.
Or, yeah, I see a lot of polos out today.
Or Marcus Satterfield, and you go, hey, are you going to run 10-11 personnel at Nebraska? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to have more pullers on the offensive line? Are you going to run the ball?
A lot of team-issued gear out in Omaha today.
Yes, there is.
They should stop by here and donate a toy.
I will say, Connor Milliken to Dort, incredible fit. Either Dort, like Dort and Morningside are perfect for guys like him.
Man, he is a scoring machine.
Yes.
But at some point, he's got to graduate. He just can't stay at Platteview
his
whole life.
You would think so. He's basically local Colin Gillespie.
That's true. Yeah. Love watching him play. But God, no, if I was playing against Platteview, good. I'd be like, really?
Still?
What do you get, redshirted?
Did he get a COVID year? What's happening here?
All right, Mike Schaefer, Matt Verzal coming up in the last hour.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.